Page 81, Unit 5, Lessons 7 and 8. Saudi Arabia's aim to produce enough food for itself. A. Try guessing the meanings of these words. These new words may be clear from the other words around them. Look carefully at each one and read the words around it. Then try to guess its meaning. We got two big shapes here. Like many countries, Saudi Arabia has to import some of the food for its population. This food comes from abroad, either by ship through its seaports or overland by truck. Be sure to read the sentences on this side of the page before trying to answer the questions. The total weight of imported food in 1985 was 2.9 million tons. In 1986, it was 2.7 million. These statistics were welcome news to the Ministry of Agriculture and Water. Number one, import means A, B, C, D. A, to take away. B, to bring abroad. C, to eat. D, to produce. Number two, a ship, A, B, C, D. A, grows only in the desert. B, is a kind of farm machinery. C, is used for building roads. D, carries people and goods across the sea. Number three, where would you find a seaport? A, B, C, D. A, on the coast. B, in the desert. C, in the mountains. D, in the middle of the ocean. Number four, tons are used for A, B, C, D. A, growing food. B, measuring weight. C, producing energy. D, transporting goods. Number five, statistics are A, B, C, D. A, numbers that give information about something. B, a kind of serials. C, television news programs. D, small governments. Page 82, Unit 5, Lessons 7 and 8. Since 1975, the government's policy has been to develop food production in the kingdom. It wants the country to feed itself and to reduce imports. In the past, the kingdom had to rely on foreign imports of almost all kinds of food. In many regions of Saudi Arabia, there is no autumn between summer and winter, and no spring between winter and summer. Most crops need a long season of mild weather. In many regions of Saudi Arabia, there is not one. In the eastern province, the farmers have got other problems. Strong winds called shamals sometimes blow continuously for 2 or 3 days without stopping. They can blow at 40 to 48 kilometers per hour and can destroy the crops. Question 6 about a word, the meaning of a word from 6 up to 12. A policy is a kind of A, B, C, D. A, town. B, map. C, plan. D, officer. Number 7. If Saudi Arabia is able to feed itself, it can ABCD. A. Buy all its food from abroad. B. Produce all its own food. C. Grow only healthy food. D. Prevent diseases. Number 8. Reduce means ABCD. A. To make smaller. B. To pay for. C. To choose. D. To send back. Number 9. Rely on means A. Enjoy. B. Pick up. C. Produce. D. Depend on. Number 10. Autumn and spring are A. Seasons. B. Kinds of weather. C. Desert plains. D. Regions of Saudi Arabia. 11. Province means A. Season. B. Region. C. Mild weather. D. Farming equipment. 12. After you destroy something, A. It becomes better than before. B. It cannot be used. C. It becomes more expensive. D. It is sold everywhere. Unit 5, Lessons 7 and 8, page 83, the letter B. Prepare to read the passage silently at home. Saudi Arabia's aim, to produce enough food for itself. Like many countries, Saudi Arabia has to import some of the food for its population. This food comes from abroad, either by ship through its seaports or overland by truck. In the past few years, the country has needed to import less and less. It has been able to produce more of its own food. This article talks about some of the changes. Less foreign food. There is a graph here. Years at the bottom, the years 1985 and 1986, food imported through the MAM, and the other column, which is going vertical, starting with zero, and that's millions of tons, 0.2, 0.4, up to 3 millions. We read, less foreign food. Satr 5. The amount of food imported through the MAM in 1986 was 6.9% less than in the year before. The total weight of imported food in 1985 was 2.9 million tons. In 1986, it was 2.7 million. These statistics were welcome news to the Ministry of Agriculture and Water. Since 1975, the government's policy has been to develop food production in the kingdom. It wants the country to feed itself and to reduce imports. Farmers' problems. In the past, the kingdom had to rely on foreign imports of almost all kinds of food. The fertile regions in the country could not produce enough fruit, vegetables, meat, egg, milk, and bread. Most farming used to be seasonal. In many parts of the country, it was not possible to farm at all. The climate needs a long season. In many regions, there is not one. Temperature goes or the other way around. there between summer and with no spring between, growing crops in the open not long enough. In the eastern province, the farmers have got other problems. Strong winds called shamals sometimes blow continuously for 2 or 3 days without stopping. They can blow at 40 to 48 kilometers per hour and can destroy the crops. Also, the land there is not very high above sea level and it contains a lot of salt. Land like that is no good for most crops. Unfortunately, the hot climate is ideal for most plant pests. In the past, these could attack farmers' crops and ruin them in a short time. Farmers could do very little about them. They did not have modern pesticides to kill them. They could not stop diseases attacking their crops either. Farmers needed help in fighting these enemies. Page 84, Unit 5, Lessons 7 and 8, Saudi Aramco's help. Saudi Aramco, the Saudi Arabian oil company, is a famous oil company. You might not expect it to be interested in farming. It has, however, helped local farmers in different areas of the kingdom with technical advice. For instance, it has given them advice on making new fields, choosing which crops to grow, and controlling crops and pests with chemicals. It has also advised them on how to irrigate and drain the land. Irrigation and drainage provide the right amount of water and reduce the amount of salt in the soil. With this kind of help, farmers have been able to solve many of the problems that were mentioned earlier. Farmers have received up-to-date technical advice from other companies and government agencies too. As a result, they are now able to produce more food than before. Facts and figures. The production of chickens, fish, and livestock, cattle and sheep, has increased greatly recently. From 1975 to 1983, egg production jumped from 204 million to 1.2 billion per year. By 1983, the country had achieved self-sufficiency in dairy products such as milk. Perhaps the biggest increase has been in the production of cereal grains, especially wheat. In 1977, farmers produced 3,000 tons of wheat. The 1984 harvest was huge. It was 1.3 billion tons. Vegetables can now be grown throughout the year under the title of Using Greenhouses. Vegetables can now be grown throughout the year. Farmers have learned how to protect them from the weather and extreme temperatures. They do this by growing them in greenhouses made of clear plastic or glass. The climate inside the greenhouse can be controlled in order to get the best results. Farmers are now able to get 18 tons of tomatoes a year from 1,000 square meters. The cost of production is between 0.65 and 0.75 per kilo. When tomatoes are grown outside such shelters, only 5 tons a year are produced from the same area. And it costs more to produce the crop. أظن في خطأ هنا. مفروض يقول and it costs more to produce the crop. سطر 95 كاتب or produce مفروض to produce. سأضع عليها علامة بالقلم دائرة. At least 1.25 Saudi riyals per kilo more fish. Both the Red Sea and the Arabian Gulf contain many different types of edible fish. But traditional fishing there could never provide for inland population because the heat quickly rotted the fish. Nowadays, refrigeration keeps it fresh. Dammam and Jizan can now handle hundreds of tons of fish daily. They can store up to 2,000 tons too. Fresh seafood can be bought everywhere in the kingdom. It is sold to Japan and America as well. In one generation, fishing in the kingdom has changed. It used to be a small local business. Now it is a big national industry. Page 85, Unit 5, Lesson 7 and 8. The future. With modern equipment and knowledge, Saudi farmers of the land and sea now produce more food than ever before. They can grow vegetables undercover or outside. They can plant more than one crop a year. They can protect their crops with a variety of modern pest and disease controls. With the extra grain that they produce, they are able to feed more chickens and livestock. With refrigeration, they are able to keep food for longer than ever before. Thus, more of the food in the local market and on your dining table is a product of Saudi Arabia. One day, perhaps, none of it will be imported. For centuries, food production was unknown in many parts of the country. Now, it is its second most important industry. Let us see. Now, answer these questions about the passage from 1 to 5. Number 1. Does Saudi Arabia produce more food now than it used to, or less? 2. Name 3 problems for farmers in the eastern province. 3. Is it cheaper or more expensive to grow tomatoes in a greenhouse? 4. Why can people in Riyadh now buy fresh fish? 5. What is Saudi Arabia's second most important industry? Page 86. Unit 5. Lessons 7 and 8. Letter D. Now, choose the correct answer from 1 to 10. Number 1. Saudi Arabia imports A. no food. B. all its food. C. less food now than before. D. more food now than before. Number 2. The government wants Saudi Arabia to space less food. A. import less food. B. produce. C. eat. D. grow. Number 3. The order of the seasons is spring, space, A. summer, winter, autumn. B. autumn, winter, summer. C. winter, autumn, summer. D. summer, autumn, winter. Number 4. Which of these were not problems in the past? A. strong winds. B. pests. C. diseases. D. pesticides. Number 5. According to the article, Shamals, A. always blow for 2 days. B, are strong winds. C, destroy all crops. D, contain a lot of salt. Number 6, how many examples of Saudi Aramco's advice are there? A, 3. B, 4. C, 5. D, 6. Number 7, the information about wheat production between 1977 and 1984 shows A, no change. B, a big increase. C, a small increase. Number 8, farmers can grow vegetables throughout the year. A, in greenhouses. B, in extreme temperatures. C, outside. D, for at least 1.25 Saudi riyals per kilo. Number 9, fishing has become a major industry in Saudi Arabia mainly because A, Dammam and Jizan handle more fish daily. B, the Red Sea and the Gulf now contain more edible fish. C, refrigeration is used to keep the fish fresh. D, it is small local business. Number 10, which of these does not help to produce more food? A, modern equipment. B, salt in the soil. C, technical advice. D, pest and disease control. Page 87, Unit 5, Lessons 7 and 8. E, revision. Number 1, look at the list of words below and listen to the cassette. When you hear one of the words, put a tick in the box next to it like this. Advice, agency, autumn, continuously, dairy, destroy, drain, drainage, edible, fact, feed, figure, grain, greatly, huge, ideal, import, increase, inland, irrigate, irrigation, mention, might, mild, policy, province, reduce, refer to, rely on, ruin, seasonal, ship, simply, solve, spring, statistics, suitable, throughout, thus, ton, type, variety. Page 88, Unit 6, Lesson 1, Discussion, the environment. A, pollution of the atmosphere. Look at the pictures, then discuss the questions below. Pollution of the atmosphere. 1. What can you see on the left and on the right? There are pictures of factories producing smoke all over and cars on a street which are producing smoke all over. Exhaust. Number 2. What is happening to the smoke and gases? 3. What do you think the result is? Letter B. Pollution of the rivers and seas. There are two pictures. One on the left for a river. Chemicals are being poured into the river by a factory. And dead fish on the shore. And the second one is like big animals, whales or whatever, on the shore are dead. And maybe birds as well. Because of the ships and what they pour of their chemicals and waste in the seas. Number one again, what can you see on the left and on the right? Two, what are the chemicals and the oil polluting? Number three, what has happened to the birds and the fish in the pictures? C, pollution of the land. Two pictures. One of a jet or a plane, which is throwing chemicals on the crops to kill probably some pests. And to the right side, a tractor or a bulldozer, which is throwing waste in a hole. Number one, what is the plane doing on the left? Number two, what is the bulldozer doing on the right? Three, what will the result be?